morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. If you just tuned in, you've got me, Babs Rose Ivy. This is Love Babs Love Talk. And in studio this morning, some of the my favorite people. And they're here to talk about an event that they have coming up. Joy Dumas.
Good morning. How
and,
are you?
Miss Diane Turner.
Good morning, Babs.
Okay, so they are repping this morning Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Theta Epsilon Omega Chapter.
Correct.
Because absolutely, you guys have an event coming up. Let's see. The Art of Healing Luncheon.
Absolutely.
I'm very interested in this. Music, dancing, auction, special honorees, and more.
And more, yes. So this year, we're taking a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really looking at the well-being and the holistic well-being of our community.
Yes.
So we're talking about mental health.
Amen.
Health care.
Amen.
Self-care.
Yes.
And all of those things that really matter,
mm-hmm,
especially in our communities. And we're trying to remove the stigma and face it and let people know that there are resources and we want people to be healthy in our community.
Yes. And if women don't take this on, because, you know, women, if women serving organizations don't take this on, it won't get taken on.
That's right.
You know. So kudos to the AKAs for taking this on. So you all have Dr. Joy Harden Bradford.
Absolutely.
Coming. Therapy for Black Girls.
Yes.
This is what she's known for.
This is what she's known for. And she specializes in really trying to remove the stigma, as we talked about,
mm-hmm,
and having us to have a healthy Black women and Black girls to have a space where they can feel comfortable,
mm-hmm,
talking, sharing, and getting healthy,
mm-hmm,
all around. So her specialty, she deals with couples and divorce and recovery from divorce,
okay,
self-esteem, depression,
mm-hmm,
so all of the things. And she gives it in a way where people can feel comfortable. Black women, Black girls are her primary focus, to really say that you matter.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a space where you can share, help, and grow. So
mm-hmm,
that's her specialty. So we thought that she would be the perfect guest to have come speak to this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really looking at the full whole body person, like every aspect of your life that you really need to touch on to make sure you're as healthy as you can be so you can be your best self.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in addition to Dr. Joy,
yes,
we're also taking this opportunity to highlight and focus on giants in our communities,
mm-hmm,
who have also been leaders in the mental health field. And so we have five additional people from our greater New Haven community,
mm-hmm,
that we want to say thank you to,
mm-hmm,
and recognize for the work that they're doing in the area of mental health and in healing.
So tell me, who's on that roster?
I'm glad.
I bet you I know everybody.
You probably do. As a matter of fact, you had one of them in here recently, Anola Aird.
Oh,
who,
yes,
is from, yes, Community Healing Network.
And she is about that life,
absolutely,
let me tell you. Yes.
Totally.
And she's been doing this work for decades.
For decades. Like, she was way ahead of all of us,
absolutely,
with this work.
Absolutely. And so we're thrilled that she is coming. And Johanna Hayes,
oh,
Congresswoman.
Nice.
Elect. Yes.
Oh, so nice to hear from her.
Absolutely.
Because we're so proud.
Absolutely. And a major advocate for youth and,
mm-hmm,
mental health is a key issue in the youth community,
mm-hmm,
as,
oh,
well. So,
yes,
we want to really recognize her, not only for what she has done, but what she will do,
mm-hmm,
in Congress as of January 2019.
Yes. Well, this is very nice that we are honoring her, right?
Absolutely.
That's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. The other person is Kate Mattias,
mm-hmm,
who is from NAMI.
Okay.
And so she is one of the other leaders in mental health. The Commissioner of Mental Health and Addiction, Miriam Delphine Rimmon.
Okay.
Also a key person, mm-hmm, up in Hartford and,
mm-hmm,
across the state, really, in mental health and addiction. And then finally, our own Michael Taylor. We all know Michael,
yes,
Taylor at the Carnell Scott,
yes,
Health Center. So all of these people have just been major contributors in this area,
mm-hmm,
and we're pleased that we'll have them all with us on Sunday, December 2nd.
That's nice. So when the AKA sit down and say, you know what, we all know we have to do fundraisers and all these kinds of things, but it seems to me, Dory and Diane, that we are, as organizations, are getting much more thoughtful about the way we are raising awareness and fundraising. At least I, from where I sit.
Absolutely. It's fundraising with a purpose.
Yes.
And the purpose is really paying attention mm-hmm. to what is happening in our community and to our community. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. This morning, I heard that Walmart and other large entities are beginning to set up clinics, mental health clinics.
Within their stores.
You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. So lots of people are paying attention to this. But mental health has been a key area of interest to Alpha Kappa Alpha, Theta Epsilon Omega's chapter for a long, long time, and mm-hmm. on an international level as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, our international president, Dr. Glenda Glover, it's one of her targets.
Okay.
It's talking about mental health, wellness, and women's health care. So that's one of her targets. But we also have been doing this ongoing, and now that it's one of our targets, we thought it was important around the holidays and the season.
Yes.
People have seasonal depression.
Yes.
People
yes.
have depression around the holidays. Mm-hmm. And when you look in our country, you look at the news and so many people, and you know, it used to be that you didn't see as many people of color doing some of the things they're doing, but mental health and mental health wellness is so important. And we yeah. want people to know that, one, it may be something that, you know, you could just talk to someone. You can have a massage, you can take a walk on the beach, and you can kind of feel better. Other people, you need to seek help. You
yes.
need support, mm-hmm. you need professionals, and that's okay. We're trying to remove the stigma. Wherever you are, where you need to feel better for the person that you are so that you can be your best, the best mother, the best person, the best wife, the best worker, then you need to do that. And all of us need to sometimes readjust mm-hmm. and do things that really uplift us. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we need some help. And if we need some help, then we need to seek that.
And I think it's important at this level of women, right? Like at the women organization level, where all we do is, you know, service to women and community. I think it's important that we lead that charge.
Right.
So that it makes it okay for other yeah. women to say, well, if the AKs or the Deltas or the Zetas, mm-hmm. if they're taking this on, then there's something to this.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, we are the first black woman sorority. We've mm-hmm. been doing this for 110 years. And when you look back on history, we've always tried to go a little further, help mm-hmm. a little more, mm-hmm. look outside the box. Mm-hmm. And I'll say other organizations as well. I can speak for Alpha Kappa Alpha. But I mean, I really like the direction we're going because it does start with us. If we can get the women to get on board and to push the envelope and to open up the doors, then I think the community will be
yes.
uplifted.
Yes, because we're oftentimes the gatekeepers of the
yes,
communities and children and churches and, you know, all those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're saying it's okay to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to talk about it. And we want people to seek the help as well.
Yeah.
That is no longer the kind of illness that is expected that you under the rug,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
really seek the help and get the help that you need. We've also planned Sunday afternoon for a relaxing time.
A yes.
time that we can just share with others,
mm-hmm.
To have some fun, to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And
have a good meal.
And to have an excellent meal all at the same time in the name of, you know, raising some funds for scholarships and other
mm-hmm.
Activities.
Because we have this in the babies at school. Yes. So it's at Cascades.
Yes.
Sherman Avenue in Hamden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $75.
Yes.
$75. And that's a beautiful space out there.
It's gorgeous.
And their food
it's
is
very
good.
Very festive this time of the year.
Yes.
And it's going to be uplifting. Even though we're talking about something that's a heavy topic,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be uplifting. And we want people to walk away feeling good mm-hmm. and ready for the holiday season and to really feel comfortable. So it's about putting people in a comfortable space to seek help. And as you said, it is a fundraiser and all of the proceeds will go to our scholarship fund and to the critical needs of our community. So everything that we do is about uplifting the community. And yes, we're sending the babies to college. And I want to say for our chapter, we give 4-year scholarships. So our scholarship, unlike others, is that once we select a student, as long as they maintain their GPA
and do well, we're
yes. going to give them a scholarship the whole 4 years they're in school.
See, I like that.
I like that.
I think all our organizations have to move to that place where we can You know, so they don't have to keep applying and looking for money. Yeah. They've got some dedicated funds year after year after year.
Absolutely.
That takes a lot. I mean, you know you've got kids in college.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've all put kids through.
Absolutely.
And so it's a wonderful thing to do that.
Absolutely.
And this is another international agenda as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're so proud of our new international president who challenged us a couple of months ago to really raise in one day $1 million for HBCUs.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yes.
We exceeded it. By 1.1 million.
That's the power of sisterhood, right?
The power of sisterhood.
I mean, that's power of sisterhood.
Absolutely. So the babies can continue at the HBCUs as well as the Harvards and Yales of the world. But this specific agenda was for the HBCUs.
Listen, these women organizations are very powerful.
Absolutely.
And we are really starting to understand that power by getting behind, you know, women who are running for office. And,
absolutely.
You know, I know we all can't endorse the way, you know, because we have rules and stipulations, but we certainly can put on our colors and get out there and knock on doors.
We do knock on doors and we join, and I'm proud, as you know, I wear two hats, so
I am a proud
member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, but I'm also the local president of the Greater New Haven NAACP, and not just the AKs, but my sorors I can always count on, but other organizations who understand how powerful it is for us to have our community come out and vote and use their voice. So we do that. And this year, Alpha Kappa Alpha went to all the high schools in the area, well, several of them.
Capture those kids
who are turning that age, right? So that was, you know,
so we
care about social action. We also, like last 2 weeks ago, we did a project which I thought was awesome, and it was caring for the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of us are taking care of our elderly parents or sick family members, and it takes a toll.
It's still raising children.
So we selected some people who, you know, people we felt like were going over and beyond and really doing a lot for their family members. So we said, we're going to care for the caregivers because sometimes no one else checks on them. They're always doing the work, helping their family member. So we wanted to highlight that. And we're going to be, you know, we always do breast cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do, you know, heart health, which is important because women, black women are dying at a high rate of heart attacks and heart issues.
Yes.
So those things continue to be important to us. And we're also looking at the global aspect. We're doing Souls for Souls. We're sending shoes over to Africa. You know, so we look locally, you know, we're always giving to the Connecticut Food Bank and other organizations. And so every aspect in our community where we see that there's a need because we are about service to all mankind, that's our goal. And I know it's the goal of other organizations. And I know that we're all working together to uplift our community.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud of the work that we do.
Yes,
and, you know,
should be.
Yeah, I think it's important to highlight that so that when people come to our luncheon, yes, they're coming for a fabulous afternoon, and it will be fabulous.
I know it will be.
We're going to have some fun, uplifting jazz music in the background.
I've not been to not one AKA function or link function or any function where it has not been premium.
That's our goal. The goal is for people to come out and have an enjoyable afternoon. But the bigger goal is for the funds that we raise to go back to the community.
Yeah.
We can't do this work without the fundraising. So it's an important aspect for us to have the fundraiser. And we think this year, I mean, we have our parties and nothing wrong with parties.
Yes,
and we have all the fun.
And we do. We do.
And, that's all wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, we wanted to take a different turn and really talk about healing our community and the art of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different aspects of the art of healing. And, you know, so you're going to see some spoken word and some dance and other things because that really can uplift your spirit. I mean, if meditating does it for you, if prayer does it for you, you need to find an outlet that can help you be your best you.
Yes.
And I think this event is highlighting that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have wonderful baskets that are filled with items to help you. You know, we're going to have artwork and, you know, so people can do it through art therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's about removing the stigma. We want the holistic well-being of our community.
That's the focus.
And we're really excited about it. We want people to come out and really have a good time with us.
Mm-hmm.
But know that when you have a good time with us, it's partying or
with
enjoying with a purpose.
Yes. Tell people how they can get tickets. Like if people want to know, where do they go?
So actually,
Are you sold out?
No, we're not sold out. We're almost.
I don't want to talk out of turn.
No. And we have our website here.
Okay.
Diane.
www.newhaven.
No, it's www.akanewhaven.org.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
www.newhavenaka.org.
Yes.
So people can get tickets.
Right. So although our name is Theta Epsilon Omega Chapter, we are the Greater New Haven. So we cover lots of areas. Mm-hmm. Not just Greater New Haven. We're also in Waterbury. We cover a lot of area. And we also give scholarships to those areas. So we people know us as the New Haven AKs, but our official name is Theta Epsilon Omega Chapter.
I like that. That's pretty cool. That's good to know.
Yes.
That's good to know. So
buy your tickets.
Yes, buy tickets. $75 goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Goes a long way.
Starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it goes to how long?
To
four. Oh, that's
so
lovely.
So that is right after church if you're worshiping or if you're working out.
Exactly.
You know, you've got time to get home. Come right there. Have your lunch, brunch with us.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy.
And just relax.
I mean, yeah. And as Diane spoke, we have some phenomenal honorees, and they've been putting in a lot of work in our communities around mental health issues, health issues. And so, you know, we want to see them. We want to hear our keynote speaker, because we know that her focus as a Black woman's organization, it's important to us that we start where we are, right?
Yeah,
so we start here, but that's not the only thing we care about.
Mm-hmm.
We care about Black women and Black girls, which her focus is. But we know once we can get healthy and get to a better space, then we're going to take care of the rest of the community and uplift them. So it's about everyone in every aspect in our community being uplifted.
I'm excited about your keynote, because you know, I think we need more people focusing on the mental health of Black girls.
Exactly.
You know, absolutely. Because it's very stressful for them.
Exactly.
Especially in those middle years to high school. I mean, it's very stressful.
And there's a lot.
I have daughters, and so I've seen the arc of, you know.
And talking about their self-esteem, uplifting them, you know, empowering them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we want to start when they're girls, and we want that to continue as they become women and as they go on in their life with other, whichever avenue they take, that they're their best, healthiest self.
And they need help managing bullying.
Yes.
They're fearful of the whole issue of violence in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on with these young people. So we're hoping that just some pointers that Dr. Joy will be giving will be helpful.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to bring a good message.
Oh, she will. She definitely
I could already
just
tell.
Very
she's
powerful.
If anybody working with girls, I know they bring a message.
Yes. Absolutely.
And so, and it'll be people in there who will receive that well, you know, so.
We're excited about it. And getting back to some of the community service, we want to say, and as I spoke to you, that every year our chapter, along with Epsilon Iota Chapter of Omega Psi Phi, we host the MLK Day.
Yes.
And that's coming in January.
And you better come right here so we can talk about it.
We are going to talk about it because, I mean, this is a big year for them, and they're having a big anniversary, and they're going to be rolling out the whole plan. But that's another time. And when we have the MLK Day of Service, it's about not having a day off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day on of service. And when we do, we also have all kind of workshops, and we do have people talking about self-esteem. We have men doing haircuts for people. We have, you know, talking about health care and every aspect. So even at that event, that's another way for us to really uplift the community and have different workshops really around Dr. Martin Luther King, but also things in our community that we see we need to focus on.
Yeah, so, I think that's a good point.
So, Bash, you see that not only we're closing out the year with some exciting events going on, and we're partying with the purpose of raising scholarship dollars, but we're teeing up for January.
I see. Look at that. I see you, Diane Turner. We're gearing up. We're over here. Yeah, then we're going to rise up over here.
You know,
I'm seeing you. I got that.
All with a purpose.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. So, so the mental health component is a part of your international.
It absolutely is. It is one of our targets. Women's health care and wellness is the actual target, but mental health falls under
that. Oh, absolutely
that.
It does.
Of course, yes.
That's a wonderful thing.
And again, I am so proud that as an organization, we are taking the steps to say, this is important. This is happening in our communities, to our children, to our family members, to us. So we want to make sure we take the lead on that to say, we're removing the stigma. There's nothing wrong with knowing that you have an issue and finding the resources and help and support to get to a better space.
Yes.
I should also mention that our international president has also announced that we are purchasing or have purchased mammography vans.
Good.
That will go into
communities, right?
That are underserved.
Yes. And because when we get breast cancer, we die.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Preventative care.
Exactly. Right. So mental health, general health, all critically important that we are paying attention to more closely than we have in the past, but with the intent of really eradicating.
I think this is a wonderful idea because I think I think these are the things that make our organizations great.
Yes.
And because we can go in communities in ways that other organizations cannot.
Absolutely.
You know,
we have a platform. We definitely are well respected in our communities.
Yes.
And it's important that as women, and most of us are leaders on our jobs and other places at church and different places, that we take the lead in these organizations to make a difference, to have an impact. This event, and the funds from this event will help us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the event itself is going to be fabulous. And anyone knows if you've attended one of the
Beta
Epsilon Omega chapter
I
events that, you know, we care about the little touches. And it's the place itself is beautiful and it'll be festive, but our sorors go the extra mile. So we're setting a tone for people to have a wonderful afternoon. But we'd like that they understand that it's so much more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, are you going to have more sort of mental health kinds of things throughout the year in 2019?
We absolutely will. We're in the process, you know, we're coming into a new year, so we'll be sitting down. But this is just the beginning, right? Because this is our target. Well, it's been important to us for a while, but our new international president, Glenda Glover, just came into office. So this is one of her main targets.
Mm-hmm.
So for at least the next 4 years, we know for sure we will be as a chapter and internationally we'll be facing this, addressing this. But yes, our chapter is already talking about collaborating with some of these honorees you see here. We have events that we've talked about.
Yes.
And with other organizations. I know they're going to collaborate with the NAACP and other groups that care about the same things we care about. And instead of, you know, everybody doing individual things, sometimes it's important that we come together.
Yes.
So we're looking at like maybe some community forums around mental health, wellness, and addressing it. So yes, you'll hear more about that.
I like that.
But community health as well as our own health, you know, each one of us who attended the last Boulay received a Fitbit.
Right.
Take care of yourself.
Where's yours? You got it on?
I don't have it on.
We do have it.
I have it right on my dresser.
And you know we're committed because, Babs, I was with you this morning. So you know that your members are going to the gym and doing things that are healthy.
And our
international presence, she's saying just walk. You can just walk.
Yeah.
So she's encouraging people. Not everyone can work out or exercise, but find some time early in the morning or whatever works for you to get your walk on.
And that has got to be the message.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, New Haven, I find, is a very walkable city.
It really is.
You know?
We have our fabulous beaches. We have the green. You have places you can walk.
You can walk. Park your car.
Yeah.
Take a walk. 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Come on.
Absolutely.
Take a walk. And it will strengthen your life. It will extend your life, you know, and that's what we want because, you know, black women, we should not be dying from the things that we are dying from in numbers that are ridiculously
startling
higher than anybody else's, you know.
But it's about wellness of ourselves and wellness of our community.
Well, I think this is a wonderful opportunity for women to take permission, to give themselves permission to focus on their well-being.
Because,
you know, women don't do, you know, they don't think about the kids, they'll think about the church, they'll think about everything else. And then they're exhausted.
Right.
You know, and don't know why they're exhausted and why they have a pain in their chest or, you know, why
or
this
angry.
And that
thing,
or angry.
Yes. But again, sometimes it's just taking 5-10 minutes and it works for some. Some need more.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, okay, I've been running all week doing this for the kids, doing this for the organizations. Let me go get a massage. Let me go take a nice long walk. Let me have a nice hot cup of tea. It could be whatever that is for you. Or sharing with someone, like, it's okay to share. I'm really in a dark space. I'm really not feeling myself. And maybe having each other to say, listen, let's go. Maybe you should talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. If you need that support, that help, or maybe you just need to go in prayer or you know, if that works for you, or meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, health care, mental health, and self-care, all of them are important. And we want to really emphasize that. And have people to understand that it's okay
yes.
to do that.
Yes, yeah. that's a wonderful
you
thing.
You should feel guilty about yes, taking care
right.
of yourself. Exactly. And some people do.
Some people do.
Absolutely.
You know, we see it. We see it. So no, but no one better than sorority women to take this on. I know of no better entity than sorority women and club women taking on these kinds of challenges.
And we'll say that we is no better than us taking it on, but we want others to model it. Mm-hmm. Others should do it, you know. So we'll be the lead. We've been the first in we get, and I'm just joking, but seriously. We all need to care about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Deltas have done, we are doing and have done the community conversations that matter.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And we support those.
Yes, I've seen you there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's seen mm-hmm. there. But, you know, these are things that we know as sorority absolutely. Women have to be done.
Absolutely.
We have to talk about.
And men mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
So our fraternities, you know, they, and I'm sure they are, and they're doing things as well. And if they're not, then maybe this will be encouragement because.
Yes.
Again, in our communities, there's been a stigma. We have to be honest that we don't talk enough about mental health wellness yes. and the whole person. So if we haven't, and I'm not putting it on sororities and fraternities because we all should be doing it. Mm-hmm. Maybe in our churches, maybe in our groups, our reading groups. Like at some point to say, you know, this is the season where you see people starting, like the seasons are changing or the holidays are coming. And it's not happy for everyone.
It's not happy
for
everyone.
So we got to think about it and yes. look at our friends. And sometimes they say the person you think is the strongest in the group may be the person that needs the most love, hugs, or support and getting help. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's,
and Babs, yes. we've been talking a lot about the women being there on Sunday, but we're catering to the men as
yes,
well.
Yes, we are.
We really hope that the guys will come out. Because
well,
I know there
if
are raffle
wives,
prizes.
Bring them.
Yeah, they are raffle. Yes, I'm buying my hubby. Yes, there's one ticket. Then there are others as well. So men will be there. We're encouraging mm-hmm. Our spouses
because
and our friends
find,
to
Diane,
come.
That men don't have the same kind of networks the way we do.
Absolutely.
Like they don't. They're not like if I have a problem, I could run to a soror or a friend, you know, and just immediately just. Do that.
And it's harder for them to open up.
Men
sometimes.
Don't do it that well.
And when they hear luncheon, they automatically think it's a woman thing. But no,
I was like, y'all eat too. That,
yes.
And we want our men to be well-rounded and we want them
and
to
healthy.
Be healthy.
And healthy.
We want them to be in a good space.
Because
so.
Men have a tough time too.
Absolutely.
Because they're often told, you have to man up.
Yes.
Man up.
Exactly.
Without any other support around that.
Exactly.
Just tough it out.
And
so
women
hard.
Also have that. Like you have to be, you're weak if you're, you know, you're having an issue. No, you're strong and smart
yes.
if you have
mm-hmm.
an issue and you seek help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have, and no, and I think of no better entity than collegiate trained women to lead this charge. Because you know what I find is that people think women who are college educated don't need whatever. They don't need it. That, you know, we've accomplished something, and so therefore we don't have those mental health challenges. And that's not true.
That's not true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and we have therapists in our midst who are often telling
absolutely.
Us, you know, we have to self-care and defining what self-care is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pleased and happy that at this level of women that this is happening. Like, if y'all are taking this on, everybody else will feel like, okay, Let's have this conversation. Let's bring this home.
We hope so.
You know, so that's a wonderful thing. I'm excited.
We're excited. We're looking forward to Sunday and
December 2nd.
December 2nd to kick off the holiday season. So you all come on out again. Although we're dealing with the art of healing, it's about healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting to that space where you can really. Enjoy the holidays and take some of that pressure off
yes.
and really
and get some tools on how
yeah.
to, you know, work your way through these times.
Absolutely.
You know, even if you're not ready to go see a therapist, you get some tools until you get ready to go see a therapist.
Exactly. I like that. Tools for the toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there is at least one thing that each one of us can pick up from Dr. Joy.
Oh, I believe it.
That will be useful and helpful
yes.
for us.
We're looking forward to her message.
Absolutely.
We're really looking forward to what she has to say. And we're looking forward to honoring these fabulous honorees
mm-hmm.
and just fellowshipping and coming together for a purpose.
Mm-hmm. And kicking off the holiday season.
That's a wonderful thing. Isn't I mean, we right? like a good time.
Absolutely.
And no finer time than, you know, hanging out with your people mm-hmm. and having good food and having good time. So that's a wonderful thing.
And Dory, can you give the website for tickets yes, once
yes,
more?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. So it's www.akanewhaven.org. Mm-hmm. Again, www.akanewhaven.org.
And it's going to be a Cascades.
Cascades at 1 to 4 on Sunday. This coming Sunday.
And Sunday is nice.
December 2nd.
Sunday is a nice day for a luncheon.
Yes.
That's the first step. So we made it later so that people, when they finish.
So you can get out of church.
Right on over.
You'll already be dressed.
Exactly.
We're going to have some nice jazz welcoming you into the room. It's going to be really beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon.
Absolutely.
And we're excited about it. Mm-hmm. We want people to be excited. It's not too late to purchase your tickets. Please go to that website.
Yes. So your international president, she's new.
She is. She just came in officially in July.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, so that is new. Yes. Uh-huh. And so she immediately came in and said, you know, we have to talk about some mental health.
So, I mean, of course, she's been gearing up to come in mm-hmm. and she they have a big announcement and then she shared her platform. So every new incoming international president already has been working on what that platform will be. And really, we don't reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a different direction. But basically, we're going to be mentoring people. We're going to be uplifting people. We're going to mm-hmm. be giving out scholarships. So her focus kind of falls in line with past international
yes.
presidents because
yes.
we don't change that much.
Yes,
but
I understand.
She did give it a couple of different spins mm-hmm. and Absolutely. Different things. I mean, she's focusing on the arts. And I think that's huge and important. We have focused on the arts in the past, but she's bringing it back mm-hmm. to really highlight the arts in our community. She's focusing on building your economic legacy. Mm-hmm. So really talking to young people about, you know, getting your finances in order and thinking big and beyond,
yes.
you know, so that you can be prepared
yes.
and really.
Because, you know, we want these kids to buy houses
yes,
and to have
do.
A life.
And we want them to start
And
young.
I don't Absolutely. Know how they're going to, you know, you look at this economic situation, you're like, how are they going to do that?
Absolutely.
You know, how are they going to handle this? So that's a good, that's
She's
wonderful.
She's actually the president of HBCU. So we've always cared about HBCUs, mm-hmm. not only mm-hmm. HBCUs, but if we as Black organizations don't support and help and uplift our HBCUs, who will?
Who
right?
will?
So
exactly.
it's a focus.
Because
it's always
there's
been a
forces
focus.
Out there that yeah. are trying to shut them all down.
Absolutely.
Right. You know.
And a lot of them are struggling. So she was like, we know that they need finances. So that was one of her first. And as a president of a HBCU,
what
she
is
knows
she who was
Tennessee State.
Oh, okay.
Tennessee
State. Yeah.
And the other thing she has said is that we were founded, Alpha Kappa Alpha was founded at an HBCU.
Howard University.
Mm-hmm. The Mecca.
to not pay attention to HBCUs. It would really be
like a slap in the face. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I love that y'all raised all that money.
Yes. That was, it was powerful. So exciting. And mm-hmm. I mean, to exceed the goal, you know, so next year, you know, we got to pump it up some more. But it's huge. It's huge because we've always done a part and done something, but she, you know, this was her vision, and so it's not just SOARS. We are the ones that initiate it and mm-hmm. execute it, but the community
But the community,
it.
Yes.
So that was
yes,
awesome.
Yes, yeah. It's not, you know, yeah. it's not every AKA just giving. It's everybody in your circle.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, everybody
exactly.
in your circle. It's your Link sisters, it's your Delta sisters,
it's my
your
Delta friends
Zeta.
Help. My
you know,
Omega friends, yeah. my sisters, yeah. they yeah. all
girlfriends,
help.
Everybody.
Your girlfriends, mm-hmm. yes. And yeah, these, oh. you know, And all of us are like dual purpose, right?
Yes.
We're all,
yeah.
you know, some of us are in double mm-hmm. other groups and,
Absolutely.
You know, and so you have cross pollination of the work.
Yes.
Of
yes.
the work.
Yes.
So.
And we support each other. I think anytime someone's doing something positive in our community, it's important that we support
mm-hmm.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
talk a little bit, Dory, about before we go, we got about a few minutes. So I know the NAACP, you wear this double hat.
Yes.
And how is that? How have you been?
Hasn't she done a fabulous job?
Oh, yeah.
She really
yeah.
has.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the profile of the NAACP has not been higher since you've been the president.
We were so
I
proud.
I appreciate that. I
so
appreciate
proud
that. So I'll say the work of the NAACP is very hard work. It is not easy, but it's so necessary mm-hmm. and it's important. And my goal has been to really continue to push forward and make sure that we even this playing field. And going into 2019, I'm really trying to tap into more young people to engage them. Like, every aspect of your life is affected by the vote, by what's happening in our country, by our politicians, by the jobs that are not giving you the advances, by people who still trying to keep you out of certain neighborhoods. So you have to, this work continues. The struggle continues. It's not easy work, but it's important. And I do it from my heart. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a little easier. And I realize that we're not where we are because we stand on the shoulders of people who have already done that. They've
yes.
opened up the door.
Yes.
But people trying to close that door, they're trying to turn back the clock.
Around the clock, they're doing it.
I think about when and growing up in an era that, I knew about civil rights. I knew about the work. It's not that long ago that we've even had these rights. And that, some of these doors have been opened. So, we want to break more glass ceilings. We want to make sure that we have a voice, that the thing that we matter as people of color, mm-hmm. as all people, and that we have the same access, opportunities. And there's a lot of work because we think that just because a few people have positions or a few people have done things, but mm-hmm. the stories we hear and the complaints we hear, racism is alive and well.
On TV.
Discrimination is alive and well.
We see it every
day. We see it at the highest level yes. in our country. We see it at all levels. So civil rights, the work of civil rights goes on. And mm-hmm. it is, we want more people. We all benefit from those. And we're standing on their shoulders. But not everybody wants to put in a little time to help keep it moving forward. Or, really trying to have a voice. So being a member of the NAACP is a very easy thing. And I would like to see every person who can. It's only $30 for adults and $10 for children. Mm-hmm. So one, join your local NAACP, but also give a little of your time, your talent, and your skills. A little goes a long way.
I like that.
My goal going into 2019 really is to tap in and try to train up and get more young people ready to take a leadership role. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been doing this for over 20 years at a leadership level, at some level. And I don't want to do this forever because I feel like there's other people that are benefiting from this mm-hmm. that need to be trained and care mm-hmm. just as much, So I really, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes on that. We have our Freedom Fund dinner coming, which is in May. And that's our big fundraiser because we can't do the work without the fundraiser. But we also have lots of programs, mm-hmm. our health fair.
Yep.
We're going to have an economic summit. We're doing things around education. So you'll be hearing a lot of things coming into 2019, and we really want, I can always count on my Soros, but also other organizations in our community. When we had our voter registration drives, we had the Deltas coming out, we had the Sigmas coming out, we had the Omegas. There's people in our community that we can always count on. And the NAACP, we're about collaboration and working together to uplift so that we all can benefit as a community.
I love it.
Listening to Dory, you've given me an excellent idea for Christmas gifts, membership into the NAACP.
Oh, you know what? That's wonderful.
There you go.
Give the gift of freedom or freedom fighting. Give the gift of freedom fighting.
And those who can should also be life members. Diane's a life member. Her husband's a life member. But that's the next level. But it's not for everyone, and I'm okay with that. If you just can become a member, and it buys
that
for
reminds
the youth.
Me. I better up my.
I'm coming. Challenge.
I'm putting my little check in the mail. Okay. I'm ready.
Sounds good. But yes, to give to youth.
That's a great gift.
I love.
They
that
have
idea.
Way too many toys and exactly. gadgets and things. Exactly. That's something that can go a long way.
I
not
like
just
that.
For our youth, but for each other. Because how many of us? How many more things do we need? But membership goes a long way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And membership is the lifeblood of the organization. So we need members to. Also to help get the work done.
I like
that. What a teaching moment, to have a discussion about why this card is so important.
I like that. You've given me a good idea for gifts, though.
I have it, too. I'm on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how many people had to fight to have that card?
Absolutely.
And how many people, fought for us to have any of the rights that we have? Mm-hmm. It really started with organizations like the NAACP. And we mm-hmm. got to keep that in the forefront of people's minds, that we didn't just arrive and we're really still not where we should be or even close to where we want to be or need to be. But it's the NAACP and other organizations like this. And we have been doing this work since 1909. So the NAACP, all these other organizations, this is not something that we just started. It took decades to get some of the advances. But as you can hear and see daily in the news, people are trying to turn back the clock.
Oh, they are.
So we need the NAACP.
Yes, we do.
We need that.
So listen, wherever you want to jump in at, make sure you show up December 2nd at Cascades.
Yes, come on. Yes.
Go to their website, buy your ticket.
We look forward to greeting you there.
Yes, yes. It'll be tricked out. It'll be beautiful. Yes. You know the food at Cascades is really good.
Yes, it is.
I've never heard a bad thing.
No, they do a phenomenal job. And then we give it our extra touch because we always give it that AKA touch.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be ready. We'll be there and it will be a phenomenal afternoon.
And it's a plated lunch. It's not a buffet.
Oh, nice.
It's a plated lunch.
Whoa.
So you just relax
super fancy.
And be served.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing. Thank you all for coming
Thank
in.
You for
Welcome.
Having us.
I so appreciate hearing this. So good.
Okay.
Good, good, good. Let me know how it all turns out.
Yes.
I want to hear.
I may try to make it.
Yes.
I hope
that's
so.
That's my
we
plan.
So.
I'm going to try to get over there.
You have been so supportive
you
over
really
the years
have.
With your presence, but also with this platform and other platforms. So we want to thank you because
thank you.
You don't come every year, but when you come, it's always a lot more fun because you're so
it really is.
And you do. So, but we've seen you at our events, you know, supporting with your presence, but giving us this platform is also very helpful. So we want to thank you, Babs.
Invaluable.
Thank you.
Invaluable.
No, it's my pleasure.
Thank you so
I
much.
Believe in the work that we all are doing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, black women got to be elevated. I mean, we really got to, you know, elevate ourselves. And so it's my pleasure to do it, and I'm happy to do it. So thank you all for coming.
You're welcome.
Come
thank
back
you
again.
For us.
MLK.
Yes, MLK.
I'm looking forward to
Please,
that.
Please, come this year. This year, we're really going to go the extra mile because it's a special anniversary year, and they got all kinds of things. So we're starting the meetings. We started the first meeting last week, and we're really rolling with all the workshops and things coming in. So we're already off to a great start, and you'll hear more about it.
I look forward to it. Yes. You'll be here. You'll come back and talk to me.
Yes, we will.
And Diana will be back because she has to bring me girlfriend information and all that kind of stuff. So I look forward to that. So thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harry.
Wheels keep spinning to the moonlight.